I'm WUWM education reporter Emily Files. Milwaukee Public Schools fielded some criticism over the last couple months about the district's slower shift to online learning as students stayed home due to the coronavirus. We're checking back in on the progress the district has made transitioning to remote instruction. MPS implemented more detailed guidelines for teachers in late April, 6 weeks after schools closed. Carletta Noland is one of the central office administrators who helped craft the plan. She says teachers are now supposed to provide daily lessons.
It is the expectation that all students participate on a daily basis in order to mitigate some of the learning loss and to demonstrate proficiency based upon the grading promotion guidelines that we have set forth as a district.
Noland says teachers have made contact with more than 90% of students. The district distributed more than 30,000 laptops and about 500 internet hotspots to families. There are now guidelines for the minimum amount of time teachers should spend on instruction each day. It varies by grade level, from a minimum of 20 minutes in kindergarten to 3 hours in high school. Teachers decide the format.
Our teachers are encouraged to use an integrated approach to teaching and learning, meaning that some of their time could be online, some of their time they have been students go away and maybe complete some independent work, and then the teacher gets back with them.
Prior to MPS's more detailed remote learning plan, many teachers were already in contact with students, but it varied a lot. That's one reason teachers like Angela Harris spoke out, asking for a more rigorous academic plan. Harris says things have improved, but there are still disparities among schools.
We know a lot of our students were already facing a lot of the inequities that already existed, and all of that stuff has now been multiplied because of the pandemic. And so would this be the time to say, well, we're going to leave this open to teachers' interpretation. We're going to let them do virtual learning how they see fit, what's comfortable for them. Or is this the time that we say we're going to tell teachers this is how we're going to engage our students during virtual learning because we don't want to be responsible for widening this opportunity gap?
Some families are happy with MPS's ramped up instruction, but others say it's still lacking. Maria Torres has a grandson in seventh grade at Curtin Academy. She says his teacher has been posting assignments, but hadn't actually talked with her grandson over video chat until this week.
He's a little bit disconnected right now with the school because it seems Nobody wants was taking care of him. Yeah, like a following up to follow things that he normally was doing.
Torres has been comparing MPS to the private school her two other grandchildren attend. She says the private school launched live video instruction the week after schools closed in March. The school year is wrapping up. MPS board member Paula Phillips is now thinking about the lessons the district can apply to next school year. She feels like there was a failure of leadership in this crisis, especially when it came to communicating with teachers and families.
I feel a lot better about what we've been doing over the past 3 to 4 weeks, and it doesn't take away what wasn't happening for 5 to 6 weeks. So that's why I think it's very imperative that all of us in leadership are communicating so that we can continue to, you know, earn the trust of the people that have given us the duty of educating their kids.
MPS has not announced official plans for what next school year will look like, but Superintendent Keith Posley has said getting technology to all students is key in case remote learning needs to continue beyond summer. For WUWM, I'm Emily Files.